God said, "Let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion." Pastor Pinda is the pastor of a strong Christian church, Middleburg, which is a part of the United Denominations, originating from Lighthouse Group of Churches. His mission is to preach the gospel, heal the sick, cast out devils, and raise the dead throughout the world. Pastor Pinda has a passion for soul winning and church planting. Be ready for a supernatural encounter as you listen to this message.
But I'm excited. Next week is Solemn Sunday. It's Solemn Sunday.
It's Solemn Sunday.
This week I'm starting a new chapter. I'm starting a new chapter and a new series on what? Faith. Now, faith is the most important subject after being born again.
Ukholwa into emcwa kakhulu emva nasozalwe kabusha.
Uyabona, in V-neck, that's where it becomes a problem. Because you see, in English, there is believing and also having faith. It's not the same. But you see, these two things are not the same. Now, those of you who have English ears, please listen to me. Now, mfuna kubuta khona umuntu ofuna simtranslatele the message. Khona. No, it's. Yeah, but there are also older people. There are older people. Can you all hear English? Okay, maybe I see some people who are older, so it's fine. Just follow me. Now, today I'm going to tell you, my sermon is the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. And I'm saying that faith is the most important thing that you must know and have after you become born again. Now, it's quite unfortunate that Christians who are supposed to live by faith don't believe. You know, mangabe ulikholwa lelingakholwa kufana nomuntu longafuni oxygen.
If a Christian who cannot believe is like someone who doesn't have oxygen.
We live by inhaling oxygen. Without oxygen, we will die. But the unfortunate thing,
the most unfortunate part is that we call Christians as Christians, but they are non-believers. They don't have faith. They don't believe in the name of God.
They do not believe in the word of God. They do not believe in the man of God. They do not believe in the church. They do not believe in the kingdom of God. Sometimes the most unbelieving people are in church. Sometimes ukhanza kuthi sithakwa lesingeke nasesontweni sikholwa kwendlula umuntu osesontweni.
At times you find that a drunkard who doesn't even
and
come to church has got more faith than the one who comes to church. They think that just being a Christian is avoiding doing sinful things.
That is not per se faith.
Akusikholwa lokho.
That's not per se faith.
Akusikholwa lokho.
That's not per se. So today I want to first, I told you it's the most important thing in your Christian journey.
Endleleni yakho kholwa.
So the first thing, what is faith?
Kuqala yini ukukholwa?
What is faith? Mawuthi I have faith, what do you mean?
Now uthi unekholwa usho ukuthini?
Hebrews 11 verse 1. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says that now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That is in King James. In NLT, go back to NLT. In NLT, it says, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot what see. Amplified says, now faith is the assurance. Mm-hmm. Faith is the assurance. Somebody shout assurance.
Assurance.
It says the confirmation and the title deed. Faith is a confirmation and a what? Title deed. Mawuthi nyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu can heal. It means I have the title deed for healing.
When you say you believe that God can heal, it means unale title deed uNkulunkulu angakuphelisa.
Uyamasithi umuntu indlu une title deed yendlu yakhe sisho
ukuthi. You know when we say someone has got a title deed of a house?
Sisho ukuthi ngeyakhe.
We mean it's his.
He owns the house. The title deed shows that you are the owner of the thing.
Le title deed ngiyo lekhomba ukuthi ngumnikazi waleyo ndlu.
When you say I have faith that God has prospered me, it means you say I have the title deed or in my heart already I have the assurance kusi imali sebhange naloko ungayiboni ngamehlo akho.
Now no call out ukuthi unesiqiniseko ukuthi you do have the money in the bank even though you can't see it with your
own
eyes.
It says that it is the title deed of things we hope for, being proof of things we do not see. And the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. When you have faith,
you
say
you've got money.
You say you have money.
When
you, let me give an example of what faith is. You say, you know, I have faith that God has blessed me with money. You will not behave like a beggar, even though the money is not in your account.
If you are a
girl, let's say you believe that God has blessed me with money. I'm going to chime in streetwise. I'm going to chime in eight times because uchamwai airtime ngenxa yokuthi one awuna mali. But if you say you have faith, your behavior will change. Even though you don't see it, you can't see it with your eyes, you have not held the money, but your behavior will change because already you believe that you have it. When you have faith,
now no kolwa,
you say I have faith, and you say pastor, you know I have faith I will get married.
You can't just say yes to anybody.
It shows that you have hope. You don't have faith. Faith says, I have the title deed. Mangabe, you believe that I am married. God has a husband for me. It means you say, I have the ring and I have already signed, even though you have not signed. Even though you have not signed, your behavior will be like someone who is signed labamlobelile.
Indlela losiphatha ngayo yosikhophathisa komuntu langathi bamlobolile noma bangakuloboli.
Now,
You can't just go around claiming people that they have lobbed you, even if they have to have lobbed you, but they have not paid the lobola.
In a definition of faith, let me give an example. Let's say you are a woman, you have faith that you have a child. Because yep. Faith is now, it's not in the future. When you have faith, you say now. Let's say you say, I'm married, you are a woman. So let's talk like Tolabanvana. Then you say, I have faith that I have what? A child. And the child is a what? A boy.
And
because the title did go back at Sona le birth certificate yalom doan.
The title is like you have got the birth certificate of a child, yet the child is not yet born.
And ngabe bonet birth certificate yomntwana boyokwendan uyoqala kuyothenga impurity.
If you had the birth certificate of the child, you start by buying.
That's why
purity.
I said you see that you don't have faith.
You thought
you had faith.
No faith.
For example, let me give an example of so that you understand what is faith. I got married to my wife. We were not having children. It took time for us to have kids. But already I told him, okay, the first one is a boy. So what will we name him? He said, oh, no. The second one is a girl. There was no child. There is no child. The first one is a boy. Second one is a girl. Then we fought. We argued about the name. I think the name was Gift. Then it changed to Neo or Tabang or something. Or Tabo. Something like that. Then we remixed it to Neo. You see, all these discussions are happening before the child comes. Because we have a title deed of the birth of our child.
Title deed yalo mntwana wethu.
What is faith? Faith, somebody shout, faith is now.
Faith is now.
Once you say, one day in your shaili moto, it's not faith, it's hope. One day, I'm in your shata.
When your friend says, one day I will get married, that is not faith, it is hope.
Anything that you put in the future, that it will happen in the future, it is called what? Hope. But what is faith? Faith is that is what? Now. Somebody shout now.
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 When are you married?
Now.
When are you getting the money?
Now.
When are you getting the job? When are you passing? When is Central winning? No, I'm teasing you. You know I'm teasing you. Please, let's focus. Yes. When is your lobola being paid? When are you finishing matric?
Matric.
No, Pastor. This is like a grade 6. Hey, Pastor. This is like a grade 10. Man, figure out matric. I hope I'll pass. No, you don't have faith. When you have faith, you got grade 8. Already, I'm going to be an economist.
You
check my requirement as a university, Maruga grade 10. That is what faith. A person who has not faith, which I answer me and Samelek figure got grade 12. Mambo Tawus Manjufuna, who's hanging down, born a man creator. No faith.
Someone who doesn't have faith.
No faith.
Say, I'm waiting for grade 12.
No faith. Faith is what? Faith is what? Faith is what?
Nah.
You are sick. You need to be healed. When will God heal you?
We are cool. Ufuna kuphilisene inkulunkulu.
Yes. You are broke.
Awuna mali.
No money. Will you be rich or are you rich? Will you be rich or are you rich? That's why the Bible says that let
kukholwa into yamanje.
And it says, let the poor say, I will be. I will be rich. 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 Let the poor say, I am what? Tell your neighbor, I'm rich, baby.
I'm accounting rich.
Tell your neighbor, I have the title deed. I have the title deed.
Tell makhelwane ukuthi ngine title deed.
I'm rich, baby. Hey! So, listen. Faith is giving substance to what you have hoped for. It gives substance to what you have hoped for. So when you have faith, when you have hope, it means in your heart you don't have a conviction that you have the thing already. You say, I will have it. I will drive one day. That is hope. Faith says that I cannot see it. I cannot feel it. I have not held it, but I say I have it. That is why it says that we walk by faith and not by sight, not by what? Senses. Yes. Even when we are few, I come and say, this is the biggest church in Middelburg. Yes. I don't walk by sight, nor by senses, but I walk by what? Faith. Faith is the title deed of what we have hoped for. But hope looks into the future, but faith is what? Now. Mark 11:22-23. I'm preaching. In Mark 11:22-23 says that, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in what? In God.
Now,
but you see, the Greek of this verse, it doesn't say have faith in God. It says that have the God kind of faith. Have the God kind of what? Faith. Tell your neighbor, have the God kind of what? Of faith. The God kind of faith. What is the God kind of faith? Verse 23 starts to explain it. It says that, for verily I say unto you, that whatsoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not what? Doubt in his heart. You remember, heart is spirit. Tell your neighbor, heart is spirit. Once you see heart in the Bible, know it is what? Spirit. So I'm going to change that one and say that shall not doubt in his what? Spirit. But shall believe in those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he what? Saith. The God kind of faith is like this. When I say it, it will happen. When you walk with the God kind of faith, you do not play with your words. Because when God in Genesis appeared, he said, let there be light. And what happened? Light appeared. Whatever God spoke, it came to pass. Manje, the Bible also says that we are created in the image of God. We are created in the likeness of God. And how does God control things and create things? He speaks. When you do not have faith, you don't guard your words. It's a sign that you don't have faith. When you you speak anyhow,
it's
a sign you don't have faith.
It's
a sign that you don't have faith. You
can't say all of us will fail.
You don't have faith. It means you don't have faith.
You can't say all of us are struggling.
Sizofa.
We will die.
Siyaphela.
We are getting finished.
Bayasqetha.
They are finishing us.
You cannot say all men are dogs. And say you have faith to get married. Are you saying, are you going to marry another dog?
You're
told a sporty. I saw a status update. Someone posted this thing. The person posted that the reason why it is only men who let down the coffin at a funeral is because their main thing is to let you down.
Lomunye wabhala wathi zathu labehlisa libhokise emgcwabeni madoda ukuthi bona vele uvele nje bakwehlise.
When you are a person of faith,
now, umuntu okholwa,
you understand that your words create your world.
Uyaqondisisa ukuthi amagama akho adala izwe
lakho. Say my words.
Amagama ami.
Create.
Ayadala.
My world.
Izwe lami.
So baby, I'm saying, watch your tongue, baby.
Bheka ilimi lakho.
Watch your tongue.
Bheka ilimi lakho.
Watch your tongue. Watch your tongue. Look at your neighbor and say, that thing called your tongue is a problem. Just imagine if God in Genesis was like you. And he came, and the Bible says in Genesis, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon the surface of the waters. And God said, all men are dogs. All of a sudden, Adam was going to turn into a dog. Woof, 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 woof.
Jalo nje Adam be wokuqhuka abe ngusport.
If God, if you were God in Genesis,
kube nguwe lo
yakhe Genesis. The Bible was going to say, and the spirit of Vinolia came upon the surface of the waters. And Vinolia said,
Vinolia wathi,
siyaphela.
We are dying.
Hey. Some of us, you just say, siyafa. I mean,
most
if
of
you
us
were the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you would have appeared in Genesis, what? Siyafa. The Father, the Son, and God would have died. Yes. Ladies, say I'm hot, baby. Nyashisa, nyashisa. Yes. Ha. Don't wait for a boy to tell you you are hot. You see, when you're a girl, when you're a girl and you have faith,
now in ntombazana nokholwa,
that you are hot. When the boy proposes to you,
you
just tell him, I have no problem with your love for me, but I'm too hot for you. Faith. 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 Yes. For you. For you. Hey, you can't handle me. Too hot. How do I know that a girl doesn't value herself and she doesn't think she's hot? I just look at the boyfriend. A girl with no faith.
I start serious.
A girl with no faith. Faithless girls. Just say yes to anything. Faithless. You don't have the title deed, the marriage certificate.
I'm now in a title deed.
In the spirit. Yes. How do I know that you are a brother with no faith? With no faith. With no faith. How do I know? How do I know that you have no faith?
Ganjani, Pastor. Ganjani.
You want me to tell you?
Tell us.
No, I'll not tell you all my secrets.
Tell us. Tell us. Tell us.
You go and sit. You go and sit. I'll not tell you, brothers. Think. Listen. Think about what I said about the girls. Then think about yourself. How do I know that a guy has no faith that he's a man? He doesn't have faith that he's a man. Uchola nebandla abanengi to try ukuthi provela ukuthi uyindoda.
He dates many girls to prove that he's a man.
This person doesn't have the title deed that I am a man.
Akana title deed ukuthi indoda.
Sit down. Ask the next brother, do you have a title deed that you are a man?
No, a title deed goes to the granddaughter.
Six. Calm down. I'm about to finish preaching. Somebody say, Pastor, preach like a house on fire. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. I'm about to finish. Hebrews Central 10. Is about to win. You are scaring our visitors. Listen, calm down. We apologize to our visitors. We are very happy in our church. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. It says that now the just shall live by faith. Now, just bazalwane, it means to be those. It says now those who are what? Justified. Who are those who are justified? Those who are what? Righteous. Who are those who are righteous? Those who are born again. So it says now those who are born again shall live by what? Faith. Those who are born again. That's why I said to you, since you became born again, faith became the most important thing, because as a born again Christian, we live by faith.
And
but if any man who is not born again draws back, doesn't have faith, God shall not have pleasure in him.
If you say you are born again,
but you don't live by faith,
you can't
please God. What pleases God is faith. Why is faith important? Why does God say that we shall live by faith after we become born again? It's a pity that a lot of people cannot walk by faith. Number one, why is faith important? Why should the just live by faith? Number one, write these points very quickly. Are you focused? Are you here? Through faith, we obtain a good report. Through faith, we obtain a good report. And it's a scholar and it's through marks. In the kingdom of God, it is through faith that you obtain a good report. Level one in faith.
There are Christians, they're on level one when it comes to faith.
Level zero in faith.
They are Christians, they are on level zero.
But the Bible says that in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 2, that for by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. May you receive a good report in heaven.
Amen.
Pastor, I'm wondering when I get to heaven, how will God treat me? Listen, if you have faith, you will enter with distinction. You don't need to wonder. What pleases God is what? Faith. And for by it, what is the it? Faith. The elders. Moses. Who are the elders? Moses, Abraham, Elijah. All those people obtained a good report. Number two, through faith, we understand how the physical world is created by words.
Hebrews 11,
verse 3, it says that through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made with things which were made with things that do not appear. So what we see was made from things that we cannot see. It's through faith. How? People wonder. They say the world was created through Big Bang theory. Tenacity through faith. God spoke, and things were created. And now we know that we are created in the image of God. We know that when we speak, we create.
You must go to your enemy and tell him, you know what, I will invite you and I've entered in my house in Ererend. You've always been looking for a stand.
Solo ulwela indlu eRDP.
You are fighting
for RDP. Avalon,
we are
Avalon.
We are fighting it with your uncle.
Begin to create. You are in Avalon. Begin to create and say, umasipala kumele ngibekelele stand sami lapha eRorent. Create. Before you get married, already say indoda yami ayichithi.
Phambi kokuthi ushade shano indoda yami
ayiphi. Bantwana bami ba smart.
My kids are smart.
Create.
Dala.
Number three. Through faith, our offerings are accepted by God. When you do not have faith and you put money in the offering basket, God doesn't accept the offering. That's why I said, don't give without believing that God will do something for you. The believing that God will do something for you is the faith. Don't
just offer.
Faga watu kuti nyachala. Mele mvune.
offer with an aim that you are planting and you'll reap a harvest. A pastor says, sow because you are sowing. The Bible doesn't say that.
Let's chala ngoba utavuna.
It says, sow, so you shall reap.
One of the questions sometimes church members should ask us as pastors is that ngitshalile so la ngivuni and akumele sibalekele le question ngoba kusho iBhayibheli akusho thini
imibuzo lekumele siphendule sibafundise ukuthi naba abazalwane ngiyatshala mfundisi kodwa so la ngivuni.
Hebrews 11 verse 4 says that by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. He offered, he gave, his offering became more excellent because it was given by faith. Number four, through faith, faith is important. Number four, because through faith we please God. How many of you want to put a smile on God's face? Understand. What does God get pleased when we have faith?
Why?
Funny enough, they even love. God doesn't say that I'm pleased when you love me. But when it comes to faith, he says that what makes me happy, what puts a smile on my face is when a person has faith in me. That's what God says. Do you know why? You see, let's say, let me use my wife. My wife, please come. So, woman, come back born. Now, let's say, for example, my wife bakes. She bakes.
Are you
with me?
Nyami.
Mara, I've not even tasted her baking. Let's say it was the case. And she bakes for the first time. I just smell that she's baking. Yes. And then, before I even taste the cake, I call Pastor Meshach and say, my wife has baked a very delicious cake. I call Pastor Lavelle and say, come to my house. My wife has baked this. I've not eaten it. I'm calling my brother. I say, Mlando, please come. There's nice cake in my house. Now, as my wife is hearing me call all of my friends,
saying how amazing her cake is.
Mara sengibita ama customer ukuthi athenge for birthday for bafat babo.
But I've already called customers to buy for their wife's birthday.
LP Tobile's birthday. LP non to Mrs. birthday. The Holy Spirit.
I receive it.
Now, listen. When my wife sees me bringing three customers, now, yet I've not tasted the cake, that what will you say? How will you feel? The first time you bake,
I would be very disappointed because I expect you to be the one who tastes first and then give me your response before you can invite others.
But let me, my wife, now understand this. If you doubt your cake, me already I have faith in your cake. Should it not make you happy?
It should make me.
Should it not make you happy?
Look
at the customers I've got.
With the Holy Spirit.
Already, he's.
I want two cakes.
One for Eli.
One for Tyler.
And one for Tyler. Now, this is the thing that happens with God. God uyabona ukuthi awumboni mara umthitha njengesteering.
God says that you can't see him, but you are treating him like the main man.
He has
not given you the thing, but you can see it.
When you have faith, you even thank God for something he has not yet
done.
That thing pleases God because God, one of the issues with God is that unamandla lamakhulu uNkulunkulu mara uyamangala ukuthi siyamdoubt.
Into emangalisa uNkulunkulu has got so much power, but it's a surprise that we doubt him.
Have you ever seen that you
know that you know how to do something, but someone is doubting you? when you say to someone, I can cook, and then
they laugh at you.
Then they say, not you.
When you do not have faith in God,
some others, but not you.
A person who has faith in God tells God that you are powerful and I'm depending on you. Someone who doesn't have faith says to God, they say you are powerful. I don't think so.
That's
why when I come and I have faith, I don't have children, but already I'm saying firstborn, secondborn, God is provoked to act because he's pleased. He says,
My son knows that giving a child is one of the small things to me.
It pleases God.
And logam towards
uNkulunkulu. One time I wanted to get a promotion. I started to tithe for my new salary. So let's say you earn 1,000, your tithe is 100 rand. While you are earning 1,000, then you start tithing 200 rand as if your salary is
2,000
rand. God gets excited. He says, finally I found someone who understands that angihlulwa mina imali.
Money is not an issue to me.
Put a smile on God's face, and have faith in him. Take your seat. Let me finish. Through faith, we receive our inheritance from God. It's important. So you cannot receive letin from uNkulunkulu akubeke letona when you don't have faith. You can't.
If
you don't have faith. Lebuya kuNkulunkulu ithingi faith.
The one that comes from God. Lord ifunela
yona. Ithingi faith.
The one that you want is a cleavage. It does need faith. It just needs a cleavage.
For you to inherit something from God, you need to have faith. Pastor, why are you stressing these things before we dance? Let me give you an answer. Some of you are angry at God. Why are you angry at God? You read a
verse
that God says that I have healed you. You read a verse that God, Jesus has paid for all of our sicknesses. But your mother died. Your father died. Your brother died. And then you say, Pastor,
why do we have so much horrible God?
Remember,
Kumbula,
even though God, Jesus Christ, has paid for our healing, It is through faith that we receive that inheritance of healing. You can't inherit anything from God without faith. Tears is not faith. Being stressed is not faith. Being worried about the problem is not faith. That is the issue. Most of the time we think that if you are stressed enough about the problem, God will answer. No. So you find
a
Christian sitting down and saying, I'm really stressed now. I'm really in pain now. If God sees me, He must answer. And God has never answered you. That's why you are angry at Him. So God, landlini siyasokola nkulunkulu.
Kani
baphi loba loba tsandza ko loba ninget imali.
Who are these ones that you love that you give them money? I'm busy applying, but you are not answering me.
We can't inherit anything from God without faith.
Akunaki into esoyimukela nkulunkulu ngaphandle kokukholwa.
We get an inheritance from God through faith. You will receive your inheritance. When you came into this world, God had already prepared your house, your car, your husband, your wife, your children. Everything that you will ever need, God has already what? Prepared it. But for you to inherit things from God, it requires what? Faith. I see you having faith. I'm almost done. Through faith, we obtain what God has promised us. Through faith. Whatever that you see, you think God has promised you. Even if a prophet comes and says, ah, Meshach, Pastor Meshach, ah, what's your name? Stand up, stand up. The prophet calls you out.
Prophet
and says, when I see into your eyes, I see PS, are you a pastor?
By the grace.
Then you say, I'm a pastor. Then he says that, yeah, when I look at you, I see a small baby and a wife. Are you married?
Yes, I'm married.
Yeah, I see the word D-E.
Yes,
D-E. Uh-huh. Somebody say, go deeper.
That go deeper.
Then the prophet comes back to you and says, yes, I see a Lamborghini. I see a house in Bankenfeld in the name of Jesus. And then he prays for you. You fall, fall, fall. You fall. Then stand up, stand up, stand up. Then you go home. You go and sit with LP Tobil and say, ah, I received a prophecy. Apparently, I have a Lamborghini, I have this, and I have a house in Bankenfeld. You will not get that house if you don't have faith. The person will be broke until they die. They will say, ah, that man who prophesied amanga. How come lendlu yami ayigezi? How come nale Lamborghini ungitshela ukuthi ngiyothola Lamborghini? It's the promises. Even a prophecy is a promise. And the promises of God are obtained through what? Faith. I'm going to say all the points for the first time. Because I told you, for me, this is important. So anything you see in the Bible, oh, God has blessed me. How will you get blessed? Faith. God has healed me. How will you get healed? Faith. The promises of God. This is the one I like the most. Which people also don't understand. Through faith we obtain protection. When you do not have faith, Satan ngisho ngabe you are a serious basenta, basonta, batenta, pastor, reverend. If you do not have faith, Satan will attack you and will be successful. He will be successful.
Satan
doesn't fear because
he went to him straight.
Akakusaba succeed, the fact that you are a Christian doesn't keep Satan away. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16, NLT, it says that, and the shield of what? Faith. The shield of faith. What do you use the shield for? To protect yourself. When you don't have faith, Satan, Satan,
So as Satan is passing by, he sees that there's no protection, and then he comes and then he gives you a clap.
Have you noticed that some bullies, bayo shalom yung fana le, mara basayo shalom fana bashangana na wela nzilin. Already so ya sab. Ma but nalo watcha banjule now. Because we don't have a what? A shield. It's faith that protects us, not our status that we are Christians. That's why Satan can kill a man of God. Satan can kill a Christian. John 10:10, he's a thief. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. When we do not have faith, he can do whatever he wants. That's why faith.
That's why people say, oh, this person was very spiritual, but we don't know what happened to
him. We are sons when we have faith at fun.
Going to church and having faith are not the same thing.
Being part of the dancing stars and having faith is not the same.
Obama dancing star no caller.
Busing people to church and having faith is not the same.
We let abantu sontweni akufani nokholwa.
Doesn't mean Pastor is about to finish. Through faith, we overcome and receive breakthroughs. You have hit a wall. What will make you to jump over and overcome is faith. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Through faith, we obtain blessings. When we say God is going to bless you, it's through faith. Galatians 3, 9. Hebrews 11, 20 to 21. Number 9. Through faith, we obtain healing. 10. Through faith we obtain salvation. I'm going to read the one of healing. Healing, God doesn't heal you unless you have faith. Or the person who's praying for you has faith. Matthew chapter 9, verse 20 to 22. In NLT, it says that, or in King James, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood for 12 years. How many of, there are some people here, you have had a certain sickness for very long. You even call it a family sickness. It's like a spatwai cancer, like a spatwai asthma, like a velatina, ushugela,
diabetic, this is part of the family.
You are not part of the family, you are part of the family of heaven. I won't have family sickness in heaven. We don't have a family sickness. You are a child of God. Stop saying landlini. Which house?
Don't say here in this house.
Which house? Landlini is ne asthma. Landlini is bulawa cancer.
In this house we've got asthmatic.
Landlini is no sugar.
We are diabetic. Then you say my grandpa died because of
diabetes.
Will come for me.
Are you not a child of God? Are you a child of Ndlondlo or God? Choose one. I would rather, because Jesus has no asthma. I'm a child of God. Now it says that, but you see, this woman had an issue for 12 years. Go back one verse. You have skipped. 20. I want to close with this. Go to 20. It says that, and behold, a woman which was diseased. Maybe change it to NLT. This is important. Just then, a woman. Somebody say, a woman.
Woman.
Who had suffered for how many years?
20.
How many years? How many years?
12 years. Have you ever had a sickness until you said, this sickness is mine?
You had me in a pastor, vele lenhloko nje.
Hey, pastor, this headache.
Inhloko yami.
This migraine is just mine.
Lesisu sami sesingiphethe sami.
My stomach bug has started again. Mine.
Just then, a woman who had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding came up behind him. She touched the fringe of his robe, the robe of Jesus. For she fought. And she said, if I can just touch his robes, I will be healed today. If I can touch. Namhlanje. You see, this woman made an appointment for her own miracle. Miracles don't happen for people who wait for God to perform them. I will repeat myself. The people who obtained miracles in the Bible did not wait for God to perform a miracle for them. They performed the miracles themselves. This woman told herself that, mina, this is what is going to happen to me when I touch this guy. It was not Jesus who said, when I touch you, this is what is going to happen.
This
verse 22. Jesus turned around. When he saw her, he said, daughter, be encouraged. Your faith. Why did this woman get healed after 12 years? Her faith. How are you going to get healed, wena? Your faith. How are you going to become rich? Not your high school. No. Your high school is important, but how are you going to become rich? How are you going to become rich? How are you going to get healed? How are you going to become a child of God who is anointed? How is this church going to become a mega church? How are you going to get married, my sister? No, Pastor Man, I'm about to tell you my nonsense. By what? By what? How are you going to get children? No, I'm not feeling you, sisters. How? Eh? How are you going to drive your dream car? How are you going to pass matric? Brothers, how are you going to marry the girl?
Brothers.
Hey, the brothers, we have a problem. Brothers, how are you going to get married? Eh? Eh? The faith is low. You see, we have a problem, sisters. Lama crash enulanga. Yes. How are you going to receive promotion?
By faith.
Eh?
By faith.
How are you going to receive a permanent job?
By faith.
How are you going to come out of your debts?
By faith.
Shout by faith.
By faith.
Stand up. You will say by what?
Next time
when you sweat. Magat angat kuti meeting your pass anjani utazini.
I don't know how to pass meds.
Girls, utaba muhle njani? I'm teasing you. Why are you saying? the girls. When will this thing say faith is what?
Now.
When is faith?
Now.
When is faith?
Now.
Are you rich in the future?
Oh, yes.
Is there anyone who's rich now?
Oh, yes.
Are you rich now?
Oh, yes.
Are you rich now?
Oh, yes.
No, you know, Pastor, I'm waiting to see the money. No. Are you rich now?
Oh, yes.
Are you a millionaire now?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Are you wives now? I don't want to ask the brothers. Brothers, are you husbands now? Amen. Somebody shout by faith.
By faith.
Listen, church. You know, one of the things that breaks my heart as a pastor is to see someone who doesn't sin that much. I would say that much if there's something like that. Someone who is trying to serve God. Who tries to bass. But is frustrated. It happens. Yes, it happens. You can be a virgin and be frustrated. Yes, it happens. Yes. You are a virgin, but no boy wants to marry you. Why? Yes, yes. You can be a good employee and no one wants to promote you. You can be the best child in the house, but you are the one they do not like. Yes. You might study very hard, but still fail. I see that as a pastor amongst Christians, and people get to a point where they give up on God because but it for atishinji.
People,
I want to tell you that by faith.
No, by
what? By what?
By faith.
Pastor, yin tin for letin bitlale tehlela kimi. Gani la bati yami yophela nini?
Why is when will my bad luck end?
When will your bad luck end?
Yophela nini le bati yami?
By faith.
Now.
Manje. Now. Pastor, how come labanye baya batsanza they favor them but no one favors me? No one chooses me, no one selects me, no one appoints me. When will things change, Pastor? Now.
No.
By what? By faith. I want us all to close our eyes. We are about to dance very soon. But before we dance, ushers, there are some boys. Can you talk to them that if they want to come back to this church, they should not do that. Otherwise, they should stay at home. Ebafan, young men, don't come back to this church if you are going to behave like that.
I'm
your salekaya next week. Ngabuye. No, it's three. Chase them out, please. Puman. You have come to disturb the church. You have been walking up and down. Puman. Don't come back. Let's focus. What I'm saying is very important. Now, if you are here, there is one last point I didn't mention here.
It's
through faith, you will receive salvation. Through faith, you will be born again. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8.
That's Ephesians 2 verse 8.
You see, everything that we get from God is by faith. Even to be born again, you need faith. Put up Ephesians 2 verse 8, please. God saved you by his grace in whom you believe. Change it. Change the version. It says that for by grace you are saved through what?
Faith. ukholwa kwakho.
Kunomuntu lana namhla, you will be saved by faith.
There's someone.
I want us all to close our eyes very quickly. Bow your heads. If you are here.
Now lapha.
If you are here.
Now lapha.
You are not born again.
Awazalwa kabusha.
You are not sure that if you die today you are going to heaven. Your head.
Awona siqinise ukuthi now sure now yezulwini nomyeni.
You are saying, Pastor, please pray with me. Mfundisi, ngicela uthandaze. I want to be a child of God.
Ufuna kuba umntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
I want to be a child of God.
Ufuna kuba umntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
I want to be a child of God. Please help me, Pastor, to be born again. Through faith, I'm going to be saved. If you are here, you want all your sins to be forgiven. You want to be born again. You want to receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. I want you to raise your right hand. You want to be saved through faith. Raise your hands. I'm seeing hands. I'm seeing hands. Lift up your hands wherever you are. Through faith, this is your chance that for your name to be written in the book of life. This is your chance to be born again. If you have raised your hand, I want you to come forward. I want to pray with you the prayer of faith. I want to pray with you the prayer of faith. Come forward. Come.
Oh, to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender.
Come. If you have lifted your hand, come. Don't be shy.
I come.
There are more people this side. There are more people, and at the back, come.
Oh,
by faith.
To thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender.
Amen. The Bible says that for by grace ye are saved through faith. And I told you that your faith, is what you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. I want you to bow your heads and follow me as I lead you in this prayer of faith. Tanini Baba.
Baba.
Namhlanje.
Namhlanje.
Ngiza kuwe.
Ngiza kuwe.
Baba, we are tati tono tam.
Baba, we are zazi zono zami.
Tono tam leng tende mfisho agale.
Zono zami mfisho agale.
Tono tam leng tende pam guaban.
Zono zami nzenze pam guabantu.
Tinva leng ti le timbi leng ti kabanga engondweni yami.
Izinto ezimbi ngizicabanga engondweni yami.
Tono leng ti kumbula ako leng ati kumbuli.
Izona ngizikumbula ngingazikumbuli.
Namhlanje.
Namhlanje.
Ngiyacela.
Ngiyacela.
Uthi ungithethelele tonke tonotamo.
Ungithethelele zonke izono zami.
Ngiyakholwa ngayo yonke inhliziyo yami.
Ngiyakholwa ngayo yonke inhliziyo.
Uthi uJesu Kristu.
Uthi uJesu Kristu.
Wafela izono zami.
Wafela izono zami.
Esiphambanweni.
Esiphambanweni.
Kusukela namhlanje.
Kusukela namhlanje.
Ngisindisiwe.
Ngisindisiwe.
Igama lami.
Libhaliwe
encwadini yalabo labayophila ingunaphakathi. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.